Paul, that Patrick's second goal, how extraordinary did you think that one was?
Well, I only saw the overhead view from the bench and couldn't find the puck when it was going past the goalie, so I would say that release is extraordinary. That's a good. He gets it. He gets the puck on and off his stick so fast that you can't find it.
Blake said in another year that we would have been tied and going to overtime without him around. It must be nice.
That's the difference, right? In that pure talent, right? You can go back 2 years ago, how hard we had to grind to crash one in, but that was. And it's almost, how do I say this the right way? When you're assessing Patty Laine and where he's at, if he didn't score the three goals, I could have still come out and said that was his best game of the season. But all the other pieces to his game were NHL right on. Battles, positioning, finishing routes, finishing check. I didn't put him on the ice at the end of the game because he had to, and I was hoping to get three. We're just trying to win the game. I put him on the ice because he was right. It's a good line. Andrew's got a real nice defensive mind out there. It wasn't about development. I wasn't trying to make him feel good because he had to. I put him on the ice because it was the best game he had played probably by far. And now, so he throws the three goals in too, so you're all excited about that. But the quality of his game was outstanding. Very close to the three or four games prior to his injury.
How did you feel about the rest of the team?
I thought we looked exactly the way we're supposed to look. We battled hard, finished checks, competed, blocked shots. They're a good team. They're a real good offensive team. The game that we played in Dallas, that was a goaltending game. Ours was spectacular. Theirs wasn't very good. And they were a much better team than we were. This one was a hard-fought 2-2 going into the third playoff type game, desperate team, must win. Us handle having more pressure in the way that we'd played at home and recently. It's a great game.
You talked about Laine's release. When he gets those chances, I mean, he's putting them in more often than not. What's he doing right on a night like tonight to get into those spots and have the room and not have the lanes clogged up?
I don't know that he's in a different spot. I really don't. I mean, he and the crowd knows, because every time he shoots the puck, regardless of where he's on the ice, it sounds different than anybody else who shoots the puck, because there's an anticipation to it. He doesn't need to be in a shooter's area to score. He really doesn't. He can score from all parts of the ice because he gets it off his stick before the goalie can set on him. I don't think there was really anything different about his game from that point of view. Other part of his game was fantastic. You know, there's hits, there's grinds along the boards, there's chips, pucks chipped out, there's the right decision, the shift length is right, and solid man's game from an 18-year-old. And what I like the most, in the right game, right? His game and the rest of the hockey team's game against Tampa wasn't where it needed to be, to say the least. And looking for a bounce back from your team, to get it from the 18-year-old as well, that's a great sign.
You said to us before the season started that you knew you had a special player in him, but you know, I think he's at 25 goals now. It's his third hat trick of the season. How far ahead is he of the expectations that even you had for him at the beginning of the year?
Oh, you got to define the beginning of the year.
Well, I remember when he was drafted and you talked
right
about him.
You get him out in practice and training camp, and I've told this story before, but the first 4 days on the ice after I got back from the World Cup, he was hitting posts and missing the net and screaming at himself in Finnish, and I thought, I got to get to this kid because it doesn't work like that in the NHL. You don't score on every shot, and then kind of let it go for a few days, and I was coming to the rink thinking, I got to make sure I remember to talk to Patty, and he went up and down the ice and scored, just up and down the ice and scored on every shot. And then I thought, I'll just leave him right alone. He's a unique, such a unique talent. I've had a few Hall of Fame players that I've been on the ice with, and they're just different. Ron Francis is like that. Paul Coffey, who's here tonight, they're just different. We've never had him at that age. Malkin is a pure performer, those kind of guys. This guy's an extraordinary talent.
They got their shots tonight. Did you like where you were keeping those shots?
I liked them through almost the... we had one we didn't like in the first off, a face-off loss, and then we didn't love in the third, but they started to open their game up a little bit in the third. But a big bulk of the pucks that went to the net were almost just starters. You know, they're from the outside. They're trying to get it on the net to get a rebound start in an offensive play. And, you know, for our goaltender, too, he made a great save on that in the first, but he needed to be good in the third. There were a number of, and usually when a guy's on his game, you don't notice them or recognize them from the bench as a good save, and then you watch in video and you go, oh, that was a hell of a save. He was really good in the third.